Well, I'm sure Lorraine was going to preach about the kingdom of heaven, but, well. Kingdom of God, I agree, yes, in heaven. But I myself don't particularly care for detours. I like things to go as planned. I like church buildings to just work out and not have that detour over there. And I don't like when they do construction on buildings because then I have to walk on that side of the sidewalk and it's my sidewalk and I'm going to walk through that. So why are we detouring today? Well, I went for a run at 3:12 this morning because it was cool and it was quiet. And when you're serving thousands and thousands of people a week, what I find I need every Sunday morning is a combination of endorphins and solitude and nature. So that's what I do on Sunday mornings. And it's not fully prepared. I have one note card scribbled with notes, and I have no puppets, and I have no props, so we're just going to trust that our combination of God and my love of stories will have this all work out. Lorraine doesn't know what I'm saying. I almost know what I'm saying, so we'll figure it out. So, eventually, I knew there was going to be some sort of detour going on the Burt Gilman Trail. They've been putting up signs for a while, and you knew something was going on. They've been fixing Bothell for a while, and what have you. And I saw these giant signs for the last couple months and didn't think too much of it, and just jogged along merrily, la la la. But this morning, when it was dark, and I was all alone on the trail, I saw that there actually was a detour, and it was fenced off, and it wasn't going to happen. It's like, well, I guess I'll jog along the detour. I've never been along the detour before. This will be fun. We'll try something new. I can almost see well enough. It'll be fine. I've only heard a coyote once on this trail. What could go wrong? So I was jogging along and happened to jog along the curve where Dick Hendricks used to live in his retirement home. And you could see him doing construction there. So that was a nice little sight. And I saw bunnies frolicking in the grass. And I saw squirrels skittering away from me. And just a nice little jog. Calm. And I should tell you that for the last year or so, I've been contemplating not jogging because my knees hurt. And I don't have to tell this congregation that you get older and your body stops wanting to cooperate and things start to hurt. You all know this. Just accept that that, for me, is my knees. And I've been thinking, well, okay, my knees hurt. My hips are starting to hurt. Should I stop jogging? It's like, no, I still need to calm down. I still need to jog. Well, God and I have an agreement that he'll let me keep jogging a little bit longer, so we'll try that out. And so I'm jogging along, and oddly, my knees aren't hurting, and everything's going fine, and I have plenty of energy, and everything's calm and quiet, and there are little stars out, a little crescent moon, and it's pretty much what I want from a perfect jog. It's nature, it's me, it's quiet, everybody's happy. And I keep jogging, and I get to the point, you know, I have a plan. I stop here. I turn, I go home. I know how long it takes. I know the distance. I'm set. It's like, and I'll keep going further. It's like, what? No, just keep going. But my knees are going to hurt. You're fine. But this is where I always stop. I mean, I've looked past. I've wondered what's up on that trail. I was like, well, then go. It's like, all right, I guess I'm going. And so I jogged on a little bit further. I jogged to 405, and I was underneath the 405 overpass. I was like, oh, this is different. And I was jogging past UW-Bothell. I was like, oh, that's what it looks like from this side. Okay, this is different. And I eventually thought, you know, my brother lives in Woodinville. He lives off that little 405 exit. I'll just run from Kenmore to Woodinville. I've got it all figured out. It'll be fine. You know what? You walked across America, so you don't get to talk. I always like that part in Forrest Gump where he runs across America. That's what I want to do. It's probably not going to happen. God only knows. But you don't get to talk about walking from Kenmore to Woodinville when you've walked across America. So you just behave yourself. So I thought to myself, okay, this is the new plan. I'll run to Woodinville, just, you know, right on the border, Bothell Woodinville. It's right there. It's fine. I know where that is. I have a set plan. Started running along. I'm not on the Burt Gilman Trail anymore. I mean, it's trail-like, and there's 405 on that side, so I saw a little dead-end signs, like, okay, well, there's no cars trying to run me over, so I'll just keep going. Maybe the Burt Gilman hooks up to a dead-end trail. I don't know. And finally, I get to this dead-end, and there's no easy way. There's a fence there. There is a sign, you know, says no dumping, and yet, ironically, on the other side of the fence was a porta-potty. I'm not sure the porta potty got the notes about no dumping. But I figured, okay, God's using situational irony here. trying to get my attention, trying to get me to laugh. Might as well turn back now. And so I turned back, and I ran past everything else, and yes, my knee started to hurt a little bit, but not I can't possibly get home pain. It's just follow what God tells me to do. Keep on jogging. Have a nice, quiet jog. Saw all of one bicycle on the way and two pedestrians on the way back, so I still had my inner calm. I even said morning to one of them. They said morning back, which at 4 o'clock in the morning is some sort of small miracle. And everything was fine, and make sure I'm not missing anything. It was calm, it was quiet, it was peaceful, it was not at all what I had in mind, and not what I planned, but somehow God just pushed me that little bit further, and everything was fine, and the detours worked out, and life made sense, and I thought to myself, you know, I've read a verse that has something to do with this. There's a verse, I know, I've got the phrase, but I don't know the exact verse, and I went home. And I didn't find the verse that I was looking for, but I think I found the verse that I was supposed to find. Isaiah 30:21, if you go the wrong way, to the right or to the left, you will hear a voice behind you. It will say, that is the right way. You should go this way. So as Lorraine was asking us last week to think about our place in the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God and what words we use to describe ourselves, I had a little quick little flash of Quaker, jogger, stoic, nerd. But the one that always seems to come back to me is Quaker and jogger, and how I think those are very integrated together, how we like to be outside and centered and calm in nature, even if there are a few detours here or there. And what I didn't tell you was that there was a fire on Main Street in Bothell about a month ago, and it burned down that little area within a block, and this diner that's been there for a while, and this building that's had construction. And right across from that little construction site is my bus stop that I take every Thursday. But I haven't been able to take that bus stop for the last couple of weeks because of this detour and the road closures and all that. So instead, the bus has been dropping me off at the University of Bothell. And I've gotten really familiar with the University of Bothell. So if not for that bus detour, I would have been a lot more cautious and a lot less familiar with the ground I was running this morning. And so God's work on that detour helped me get through this morning's detour. And apparently God was just working it all out the whole time.